My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Baltimore! Likely! Back of the end zone. And a leap holds it down.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown. The ruling of touchdown.
He caught it. Were his feet in. Oh, one was, and the toe of the other looks like it's on the chalk.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
The Chiefs have won it 27-20, and they hold on, and they win in a dramatic way.
The great Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One. That's how we open up the Football Friday edition of Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Mike McCarthy live in 30 minutes here on your home of America's team. And all the football wait was worth it. The weather delay, maybe worth it. I was trying to time out some sleep during the commercial breaks to stay up for that one. I was hurting, but the Kansas City Chiefs escape with an overturned touchdown reversed against the Ravens.
Yeah, what a that was. It robbed us of a chance at what I think is the best play in all of sports now, which is the let's go for two to win the game. It robbed us of that. That would have been fun. Because the last thing you wanted there, after the weather delay, it's already late enough. The last thing you wanted was overtime, right? Nobody wanted an extra 10 minutes.
Nope.
John was not going to allow that to happen. He already had the two fingers up.
Yes.
but it did rob us of that, but it's a great finish. It really is.
A lot of people saying just throw these teams into the AFC Championship game yet again. A fun, fast start with Derrick Henry, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Zay Flowers, likely all the new speed that these teams have on their squads. This is a fun, great way to start.
You mentioned speed. I feel like this game or playoff games, you've talked about before how we end up sitting there just kind of comparing what we see in Dallas to what we see on the field with these, you know, teams that are considered the upper echelon. And the biggest thing I was taking away last night was watching and just go like, Dallas is not this fast. Dallas is not as fast as these two teams on either side of the ball. Like Kansas City, Baltimore, they get after the ball on defense. They've got speed on offense. And so that was the biggest thing. I saw that and I was like, I don't think if Dallas played these two teams right now, they could hang with the speed at all.
Lamar Jackson was kind of shaking his head running off the field. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? He's acting like something is just off. Is it like, I can't beat them? Here we go again. It was something a little bit different. And come to find out in the post, he thinks Baltimore got robbed.
I thought it was a touchdown, though. Man, he was just open. And I seen 32 and 20 was, like, turning to, like, pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can, like, make a play on it just so I don't throw it. Like a line drive to hit him in the face mask, and they turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch, and I believe it was 2 feet in.
He's still saying afterwards, I believe it was 2 feet in. Like, what are you talking about? Roquan Smith said the same thing. Maybe that it wasn't an overturnable decision or call. Okay, Baltimore, you're 0-1.
Yeah, if you were to say, like, I thought it was a touchdown, like initially I thought it was, like, and then the rage of emotions,
yes,
or range of emotions changes. But, like, look, based on the rules, it's objectively an incomplete pass. Like, you really can't argue that. Now, if you want to argue the semantics of the rule, like a Dez Bryant, like, the spirit of it, fine, let's have a conversation. But, no, like, there's no doubt. That's not a touchdown. Like, that the rules specifically states that is not a touchdown.
No, pretty clear.
And there needs to be a lot of focus as well on the pass before, as Lamar misses Zay Flowers wide open. He said he was actually, I think, trying to throw to Bateman. The football nerds came out and said, if you actually know the sport, they were playing zone. He was expecting someone to settle down there. That was the reason for it. It wasn't just an outright obvious misthrow, but we're looking at the replay right now. That looks bad.
Boy, Zay Flowers doesn't know either then, because he looks like, what the hell are you doing throwing the ball over here? And that's after the play before, by the way. Rashad Bateman bails him out with a leaping, contorting grab down the sideline, even puts him in position. But, I mean, this is the Lamar Jackson roller coaster. He is not the most accurate quarterback, especially in the middle of the field, but he's a weapon, and he will threaten you in a lot of different ways.
Like, there's not another quarterback in the NFL that puts that on the final play, on the likely catch, non-catch.
Mm-hmm.
There's not another quarterback that evades that pressure. I mean, he spun around, like, did pirouetting in the back.
He's going to be the most adept at it. Yeah. I think there are other guys. But that's the other thing, is, like, I don't know that there are other guys that even have to get to that play because they hit Zay Flowers in the end zone.
So my big takeaways on both sides are Kansas City has fixed their offensive problem with playmakers and speed. Just that little slant or that in route to Zay Flowers, Baltimore could not touch that as they tried to adjust a little bit. Rashee Rice. The throws to Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy putting it right in the face of Rodney 20 Harrison.
20-1, baby.
Talking Smet, you bet on him for Rookie of the Year?
No, I took him last night 20-1 for the first drive touchdown.
Ooh. Sweet.
Yeah.
I drafted him in my college league with Malik Nabers sitting there on the board. I think I ended up with both of them, but the speed is outstanding. You forget that Kelsey is even out there. So Pat Mahomes had told Chris Sims in the pregame, the one thing I wanted to work on, I want to bring the deep ball back. They're going to have no problems doing it. They are fast. And you add Pacheco to it.
Listen, they're the, you know, we just mentioned that these,
they got a track team out there.
They're the best team in the league, and it's not even close. My guy Bo sent me this note. So Lamar rushes for 122.
Most ever by a rookie in an NFL. Oh, I'm sorry. 11:30 got me. Yeah. Most ever by a quarterback in an NFL opener. Yeah.
122 yards Lamar rushed for, which is that's for him, that's great. Like, that's even a lot for him. Kansas City still beat them by a yard per play.
Mm.
They're not, these two teams aren't even close. Like, it's like and this has got a very kind of Coltsy, Patriotsy kind of feel to it. Like, whoever wins the regular season matchup is going to host the playoff game. And now it's even more like the Ravens season's over now. They got no chance. And the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
My
overreaction Monday.
My takeaway, or Friday.
Yeah.
My takeaway on the Baltimore side is it's just not going to work for a sustained period with Lamar. Everything is a backyard football play. I wanted to see 3-step, 5-step, 7-step out. Like, a little bit more structure and consistency in the drop back passing game. And Bobby, I'm just not seeing it. If Mike McCarthy put his beloved GPS on Lamar Jackson last night, and look, Mahomes was also running around and doing a lot of stuff on the move. It just feels like in the rhythm of a play, Baltimore's passing game is not there. Maybe it does get there. I'm going to say no because of Lamar's history. I watch him at the beginning of these seasons and I'm like, how is he going to do this every single game? Now, he has ended up doing it to the tune of two MVPs, but last night was just way too much. Go out there, create magic, or do what you do because you're not seeing the reads when you should.
Yeah, and it's a double-edged sword. Like, it's something where that sort of ability and the way he can extend, that causes a lot of trouble for defenses, and they have to cover longer, and it becomes a little more fluid, and people are kind of freestyling out there and just, oh, okay, break off my route. Let's figure out something here. And it's harder for defenses to cover that for long periods, and you get some easy open windows. The problem is that I think a lot of times he bails too early. Like, he doesn't want to stand in there. He doesn't want to make the throw. I don't think he's always totally comfortable when he's having to throw to the middle of the field. So I think he ends up bailing and trying to run around. Makes it tough for the offensive linemen when they don't know where we're going to block up, where are you going to be in the pocket. And I mean, these are just, it looked like classic Lamar Jackson to me in terms of he's so dangerous as an overall player and makes things so tough on a defense to plan for. But at the end of the day, you're like, I don't think that you're going to be able to throw to beat me when you need to.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about it. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. We have two Luda giveaways today. 720 Expressway, and then we're going to do it again at 8 o'clock this morning. Two pairs of Ludacris tickets to hook you up with. We got 5 in, 5 out, my favorite stat in all of sports. We have official picks for the season and the Cowboys. We have Cowboy songs to open up the season from Choppy and Bobby, and of course, Mike McCarthy live at 6:30, but I am changing my mind for the 14th time. I am back to believing the Dak deal does not get done. Aww. After some Bobby Bell phone calls, and what is the CeeDee Lamb workload going to actually be? We go inside the Star, then Coach McCarthy next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cowboys, Cleveland, Sunday on this radio station. In case you did not know and you're part of the 6 a.m. club, this is your home for everything Cowboys, including pregame, play-by-play, and the post here on 105.3 The Fan, Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell.
No, no, no. That's the Cowboys insider. If you were watching NBC5 this morning and saw Choppy get tons of TV time on NBC5.
Did they not put you on?
No. I'm very upset. I'm very bitter.
Maybe they're going to sprinkle it in throughout the broadcast. Like, you'll be in the second hour of the show.
Yeah.
They'll just go back and forth.
There's like, his name's not even on the show. We're not going to put this guy up here.
Yeah. The fresh beard lineup, thanks to Boardroom Styling Lounge. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's probably it. So,
maybe
you got a good, like, minute and a half of talk time, I would say.
So, Mike McCarthy's coming up live at 6:30. He'll be with us every single Friday. And, Bob, yesterday you were working the phones and the media was working Dak Prescott to ask him how important it was to get the contract done before the season starts in a few days.
Maybe from a team aspect, yeah. You know, I've always talked about how present I can be, but understanding not everybody is capable of that, to be honest with you. There could definitely be some benefit in that. But at the end of the day, it's a lot that entails in parts and moving parts in the contract, and those guys, I know both sides are working.
You know, judging by at least Clarence Hill and maybe another reporter or two, it sounded like Dak was in a different mood talking about this than last week. He was giving some winks saying, maybe I can put a bubble on the Dak practice field with a new contract. He gave a smile afterwards with the wink. And he also talked about how winning a championship would matter and mean so much more right here with a star.
Yeah, that's what motivates me on being here, honestly, is to be the quarterback that does it, that wins it. I don't think that winning at any other place would be the same as winning it here. And so that is a number one and one to be here, to be honest with you.
What you think, Roberto?
Man, this is...
Because you put out a thread yesterday.
Yeah, because this has been the most frustrating contract situation or issue or whatever else you want to say to work through that I can recall, because it's something where typically you will maybe have only a couple of people are getting information about a specific issue and everybody else is just on lockdown, or everybody's kind of getting the same information behind the scenes and they're finding out different things. This is one where I think everybody who's trying to run this down is getting conflicting and just totally contradictory sort of information from people that they trust and that are normal. And so when I see that and I hear that, because that's what I've heard, like behind the scenes, I hear stuff that's very contradictory from people where it's like, oh yeah, I would think it's going to get done. And then there are other people, it's like, nope, no chance it gets done. No, probably not till the spring. And if it gets done then.
Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano yesterday,
they had the same thing. Fowler and Graziano, who they have that back and forth article of theirs that they do where they kind of say, hey, point, this is what we're hearing. Yeah. They had completely opposite views. Graziano said that he still feels like this is getting done. He said he's been getting more optimistic responses over the past couple days than I've gotten at any point in the past calendar year. Then Fowler comes back and says a line from someone with direct knowledge of the situation midweek said, looking like free agency at this point gives me pause. Now Dallas has 4 days to intensify negotiations, but it hasn't happened to the level a deal of this magnitude needs. Then you hear Ian Rappaport saying things on NFL Network like they're not close. Nick Eatman feels like, hey, they're closer than you may think. We heard Matt Pittman say that. They're closer than you may think. It's so conflicting. And so to me, that's one of two things. Either the waters are being muddied intentionally and mutually by both of them, and they know that it's causing some distraction, which is very possible, or they have such fundamentally different perspectives, and they are so off on their communication that they don't even understand that they're not close to each other right now.
How could you have different perspectives, though, on news that you're hearing?
What do you mean?
Like, unless the people that they're talking to just have no idea. Unless the Cowboys and Dak have done such a great job of keeping this so between Jerry, Steven, and Dak and his agent, and then nobody else has any clue what's going on.
This is the analogy I drew last night. Have you ever seen or heard of a situation where a couple gets divorced, and when they get divorced and they're talking about it and they're reflecting back, one of them will say, I never saw this coming. And then the other side will go, I don't know how you didn't see it coming. It was blatantly obvious to me that we were far apart and we had issues.
Yeah.
That may be just, and if that's the case, that is an awful omen for what their communication level is like.
I'm going to change my mind again and put it on the record for Friday that this does not get done now before the season starts. Based upon Ian Rappaport, based upon Jory Epstein, based upon some of the things behind the scenes, I'm going to guess it does not get done. But there is a theory out there that Jerry Jones will try to steal the spotlight from the Philadelphia Eagles tonight or tomorrow by announcing the extension to try to put the Alex Rodriguez-esque attention on him and his football team.
Yeah, and the A-Rod references in the Colorado-Boston World Series in 07, he decided that he was going to opt out of his contract. And he did that right in the middle of like one of the games. I can't remember if it was the clinching game or what, but he did it right in the middle of the World Series. And MLB got so mad because they're like, dude, you do not break. And no, they basically embargo all teams. Can't fire your manager during the World Series. Like, you got to wait. Do it before or after. And that's the theory. Maybe Jerry will do that tonight. That would be peak. If any Jerry hater is out there, or not even a hater, but somebody who believes that he cares more about the spotlight than winning.
Yes.
That is all the fuel you need, because you would be showing that it's more important to you to get a little bit of attention off the Eagles and onto you as it would be to get your player under contract early or to get your team ready with no distractions during camp.
Preach.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a little bit of a history of this. Jerry made the NFL and
didn't he do the Jimmy announcement during was it a Browns game?
It was during one of the international games. He announced it leading up to the Panthers game.
Ring of Honor. He gathered up all the media beforehand, like kickoff. The reporter's like,
they missed the first few minutes of the game because they were over there. But no, he did this in 95 when the Giants were putting Phil Simms in the Ring of Honor or whatever they had at halftime. He walks down at the 2 minute warning with Phil Knight and announces, we're doing a partnership with Nike. Blasts out a press release to all the media, including the booth at Monday Night Football, and the NFL was furious. And his announcement was also like, by the way, I'm getting into litigation with the NFL over this, and he just did not care.
It's a Football Friday on Sean and RJ, home of the Cowboys, and that means one thing every single week for the next 17 and hopefully longer week period. The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, joins us live next. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again with this man. He's the head coach of America's team, Coach Mike McCarthy, every single Friday at this time, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Coach, and welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's good to be back.
Thank you for joining us. Did you stay up late last night for that game to end?
I didn't see the game, actually. Just week one's always a little bit, a little more work involved. So we were pretty busy here on the offensive side of the ball last night.
Coach, does like so much more work get put into the first game opponent than the rest of the year when you have obviously a lot shorter prep time? Like, do you do twice or three times the workload on the opening opponent?
Definitely. I mean, I just think it's, the nature of the beast. You look at it the whole summer once you got the schedule set. But to be honest with you, the schedule is a little bit, of a juggernaut. The bye week, with just the way it's set up, you really don't get the work done that you would like to get done, because you're still building your roster, and and that thing sometimes runs all the way into Wednesday, and then Thursday's your last day because it's mandatory Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you really just have a normal week. And the first game, in my experience, has always been the toughest because you've been working on it the most, and there's so many things you feel good about, and you got to really, really stay on top of your volume, you know, and check yourself. So I spend more time in week one just making sure, you know, you hit everything, you know, the first road game, how we travel. You got, you know, we had some a number of player acquisitions right down here at the end and just getting people acclimated. So you just have, a lot of extra conversations that are time-consuming.
When it comes to kind of studying the Browns, though, for like a week one or any week one opponent, you know, during the season, you'll look at tape from, you know, across the year. Heading into a week one, are you looking at a bunch of, you know, at the end of last year's tape? And how do you factor in stuff like a guy like Jerry Jeudy, who's new to this team? Are you watching stuff he did in Denver? How does that approach work?
Definitely. I mean, it's just like anything. You know, you have your schematical approach, and then you have your, you know, the player matchup approach. You have historical components that you look at, the history of the coordinators. Obviously, playing in Cleveland, you know, we haven't played in Cleveland in my time here. So you just, you know, you're going through all those items and just make sure you're detailing it.
Coach, kind of wanted to go over your theme for the season for our listening audience, Rooted. Saw the T-shirts and the gear yesterday. Can you just kind of go over once again why you chose that theme for this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just, you know, the origin is year five, you know, the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. You know, you plant it and you basically water it for 4 years and, you know, and you see nothing really above ground. But the reality of it, it's what's growing beneath it. And if you know the story of it, in year five, within a 5 week period, you know, it goes from 0 to 80 to 90 feet. So, and the reality of it is, you know, it's not that it grew all, you know, to 80-90 feet in 5 weeks. You know, it's really the root system that's been built over the 5 year period.
You steal one of your old kids' textbooks for that? How the heck did you find that a little nugget out?
No, actually, you know, a friend of mine just told me the story. Frankly, back in February, and you know, just my personal experience. In the last opportunity I had, you know, won a Super Bowl in year five, so that kind of generated the conversation. And then, you know, and we also, every year, you know, we have a theme, but we have, you know, sub-themes to it too. And you know, we've done a lot of work with O2X, Human Performance Group out of Boston. And they, you know, I thought they did a really good job with our football team, and they had a slogan of, you know, improving 1% every day. So we also accompany that as part of the theme, and the third component is, you know, how you're going to do it, and that's, you know, be where your feet are and stay in the present. So thought it was a good message this year.
Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, getting you set for the opener on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Something that Jerry has repeated is what he thinks pressure does with people, that he likes to see how they perform under it. And you know, I personally believe, yeah, some people can thrive under it, and some people, you know, maybe a little bit irritated by all the pressure on them. In your experience, Coach, with a ton of pressure on guys, do you feel like it creates diamonds? Can it have an adverse negative effect when people are worrying about contracts and distractions and all the other things that we usually talk about in an NFL offseason or going through this year with so much on the line? How do you view pressure?
Well, I mean, that's a big question, one I'm not really going to get into right now. I think just the nature of this business alone brings a lot of pressure to every individual in it, because you just because of, you know, what you have to do to perform and succeed in this business. So, and that is a lot of pressure. And I think for people that are in this business over the long term, you know, it's something that's, you know, you have to be able to endure and thrive in. So, you know, that's the big picture. But, you know, everybody's situation is different. There's a personal component to this.
Yeah.
And everybody handles pressure differently. So I think, you know, the professional part of it is, you know, I mean, you get up every day and you go full bore ahead, and you have to do it in this league, or your people are going to run right past you. So, but there's a personal component to this for everybody.
Coach, we've been trying to figure out Deshaun Watson in his time in Cleveland. Does he resemble, in what you've seen, does he resemble the quarterback we saw in Houston? Or what's your take on what's going on with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just gotta, you know, you gotta stick to the video. I mean, you watch the games that he played, you know, in you know, the 10 games, and you know, 5-1 in the six games prior to that, his record, before the injury and everything. So, he makes them different for sure. This is a offense. They run the ball very well, and they have all the movements and keeps, big screen team. So, they put a lot of stress, on your C-gap, on your force components and things like that. So you got to be really in tune with that. You got to tackle well. And then, he's a playmaker. He's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands. So, that's the guy we're preparing for.
Is the Guyton, Myles Garrett type matchup, is that the one that you think might be really make or break this game, with his first start and his, first game in the NFL?
Well, I just think like anything, it's we view them defensively, and obviously Miles is a great player, so he's been playing at this level for quite some time. So regardless of who's playing left tackle, that's definitely a focus of us of how we want to attack their defense, and they do a really good job of moving him around. He won't just be on the left side, he'll play some on the right side, and they use him as the spinner and off the ball and so forth. But it's definitely the approach of, where is he every play, So when we break the huddle, we definitely got to know where he's lining up.
Coach, you said on Thursday you're not necessarily comfortable starting so many rookies against Cleveland, but you're confident. Is it important for those rookies, though, to be comfortable heading into this game?
Well, I did not say I wasn't comfortable. I just said I would not use the word comfortable. I don't think that's – I mean, who the hell is comfortable going into a football game? I didn't want to be critical of the gentleman's question because that's just not my nature. But, I'm confident in our players. I'm confident in what these young guys have done. They've earned this opportunity. And most importantly, visiting with the leadership council last night, the veterans are excited about our young guys. So I that speaks volumes to, what these young men have done since they've been here.
Coach, was CD behind at all when he finally got into camp? Do you expect any kind of pitch count week one?
Well, I would say he's behind. He's just kind of getting back into it. It's always the little things that every player goes through when there's time away from the group. So we'll continue to work through it. But he's hit every mark every day. So that's what you go by. We got two more days of practice and. Really want to see how he is today. Yesterday was a big day. We were outside and just blew it up, frankly. We do comparables of, yesterday's practice compared to the last three practices this time of year, and the workload capacity was off the charts. So, the way these guys come in here today is going to be important, and he's definitely one of those guys.
You guys are very familiar with Deshaun Watson's top target, Amari Cooper. When you watch Amari Cooper on tape and see the way that he's performed these last 2 years with some quarterback instability, is there any part of you when you've been watching them this week where you think, man, I wish we wouldn't have let him get away?
Well, I think I just have such respect for Amari's game. When you watch, particularly his releases and his ability to understand, stems and breaking points, he's – obviously very, very gifted, but his route running is something that I've always had such respect for.
Mike McCarthy here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, we know how much you believe in the run game. Help us understand what we may be missing with the concerns that many have over the group. Obviously a lot of green offensive linemen with some of the inexperience. Why do you feel good about the running game heading into this season?
Well, to me, the run game is the one area where you have the least, opportunity to really practice it, full speed, just because of the limited pad practice compared to, how much more you can practice the passing game. So, so we're always going to be committed to it. The biggest thing is, when you look at the run game is, it's just like you have to get the attempts where they need to be. And I think, sometimes we can take, statistics and maybe not look as far as we could just to get the result. What I'm talking about, your run game numbers aren't always a true reflection of what you're trying to do. I think your time of possession, completion percentage, with the run game attempts, with the run game average, it's a collection of, which you need to do to control the ball. And I think last year's a very good example of that, you know, just because the way our defense is built, and, you know, we have a lot of guys that, you know, they can really get after the, you know, the passer, particularly last year's group. You know, we were trying to stay off the field, you know, win the time of possession battles where I'm going with this. And, you know, and I think we were 5 or 6 plays less a game in 23 than we were in 22. So that's what I really focus on. And we will be good running the football, and it's because we're going to commit to it.
Coach, the new kickoff rule is the one real major change. Last night, I know you said you didn't get a chance to watch it, but they, for the most part, except for one kickoff, they just kicked it deep and gave the ball to 30. Do you think that's what's going to happen across the league? Most teams just kick it deep, get them at the 30, and don't worry about the long kickoff? Or do you think this will be a trial and error, and teams may start one way and then change it up?
I think it's interesting, and you know, I haven't talked to John yet, John Fossil. But, you know, I know him and I were visiting yesterday, and I was curious just to, you know, to see John Harbaugh and, you know, obviously Dave, just the special teams guys, you know, they're respected in the special teams community, to see how they would come out the gate with the new role. And like I said, I did not see the game last night. So I was hoping to see the ball in play, and especially with it, you know, playing outdoors in Kansas City. But yeah, I guess we'll see how this thing goes. But you know, I just hope we're not at 20% again. You know, we're 80%. We got 80% touchbacks, because you know that's not the goal. And I think anytime you make changes in this league, especially the amount of work that went into making this change, I just hope we get the results, and the results, you know, is returns. It's an exciting play.
Coach, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for the time and the answers, as always. Have a great day and a great start to the season. We'll do it again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Mike McCarthy, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Did not want to go too much into the pressure topic. Said we will be good running the football because we're going to commit to it. And Bobby Belt, obviously getting press conference quotes incorrect. So 0-for-1 for Roberto to start off the season. I love it.
I don't know how totally incorrect the quote was, but
ask me the question again, because I remember it didn't make sense with the wording of it. Go ahead.
You said on Thursday that you're not necessarily comfortable starting so many rookies against Cleveland, but you're confident.
All right.
That's what he said.
And so to me, in just hearing that, you can't be confident if you're uncomfortable with it. Like, those two things can't go together.
Well, you know how they say, like, you have confidence, or they say get comfortable being uncomfortable. That was kind of like the spirit of what he said. He said, like, his exact quote was, he said, "I don't know if comfortable is the right word. If you look in the coaching 101 handbook, it doesn't say, yep, play those guys in week 1. I'm confident. I don't know about comfortable," which is what I asked.
Yep. 0-for-1, right, Pepe? Don't you think?
That's right.
Mike McCarthy every single week here on DFW Sports Station. We have a ludicrous ticket giveaway at 7:20. It happened again.
He's keeping the ball in the yard. Well, maybe not here. A drive deep out into right center field. This one's got a shot, and it's into the bullpen. Adolis Garcia, an opposite field 3-run home run to give Texas the early 3-0 lead.
Rangers open up with the 3-1 win over the Angels. Cody Bradford, the lifelong Ranger fan, getting it done with the ERA of 3.05 on the season. 6 innings, only 2 hits given up, 1 earned, and 4 strikeouts. 68-73 is the mark now as they continue the momentum after the Yankees series win. They're 8-2 in their last 10.
Oh my God.
They've won 3 in a row, and they're 7.5 back in the American League West, as the armpit has lost 3 games in a row.
Yeah, look at that. It's creeping up.
All in my face.
They just got swept by the Reds in Houston.
Yes, all in your face.
I mean, it was in Cincinnati, but.
How about the bullpen? 3 innings, 7 strikeouts. Nice little outing. It's about stacking wins on wins, Sean. It's all it's about right now. Just stack wins on top of wins. Doesn't matter if you get those 3 runs in the first inning or in the ninth. And you win the game, stack those wins together, get to 6 by Sunday. You get to 6 games back by Sunday, and it's a race.
David Sullivan over on the YouTube said Rangers not done yet, and he's got a crying laughing emoji, so he's kind of joking, I guess. But that was the idea I saw. Was it reminded me of the Monty Python skit where he's trying to like just throw the guy onto the cart, and he goes, not dead yet, and it's like, yeah, he is, don't worry about him, just let him. It's kind of like the Rangers are trying to say not dead yet. It's like, you are. A little too late.
Mike Bassick agreed with that yesterday in Cross. He's like, yes, it is. It is over. As I was asking everyone, what would the lead have to be after the Angels series in order to make you seriously reconsider your position that this was done? Your regret number.
Six. Get it to six. Yeah, look, if Houston gets swept again and the Rangers sweep and now it's not at six anymore, now it would be at 4.5. I mean, now you're in a whole different ballgame, but let's get it to six. Start at six.
Creeping up, though, is 0.7% for the playoff odds yesterday. It's 0.9 today. We're about to break the 1% barrier.
We'll be at 3% by the end of the weekend.
About to go full RFK.
Yeah. 3%.
Rangers, Angels again tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch on this radio station. The Commanders fired the team employee who got caught with the secret recording. No more suspended. He is fired.
Poor guy. What's his next move? What do you do after this? You can't go into sports. No team is hiring you ever again. If this is what you, and according to his LinkedIn and everything else, this is what he prepared his life for, was to do this and to be in this role. And so what is it? What else are you going to be able to do? I my guess is he is going to write for Deadspin. I'm not even kidding. There will be a Deadspin column coming out next week of why I don't take back anything I said on that secret video. And then it'll be like, oh, they're awful and racist and homophobic and drunk and mouth breathers.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. Like, would he fit the Deadspin mold? First of all, what is Deadspin anymore?
I mean,
irrelevant.
That basically take his comments and like just wrap that into an energy and apply it to a website. That's Deadspin.
That's Deadspin. Yep. Like, everybody's something. There's something wrong with everybody. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe he will write for Deadspin. But this is what they initially suspended him, and that was probably the suspension was probably in a grace period for them to investigate.
Yep.
And then they came to the obvious conclusion, which was Even if what you said was like not offensive or whatever, you basically told us that we're just lying as a club, as an organization, to all the fans. You called the owner of the commissioner of the NFL a puppet.
All of our players homophobic.
You called all of our players homophobic, and you called another NFL owner racist.
And you called our players uneducated.
And you called the fans mouth breathers. Like, you know, we just can't. And alcoholics. Yeah. And simply high school educated. Dude. We really can't have this around.
Yeah, and I heard G-Bag playing the audio back again yesterday. And hearing it through a third time, it really is just stunning. It's like, how could you not tell you were being interviewed? You were not on a date. She kept, like, so one more time, you said, like, repeating his words back to him. That's what you said, right? He is just oblivious.
He must have been horny.
He must have been.
And hammered. Right? Like, to have your inhibitions down to not pick up on that.
I would have spotted it. I spotted that you were trying to throw me in the pool just by trying to take my phone. So I would have caught this.
Yeah, you and Wilchuk, you both were in the same frame of mind last night.
We could have just thrown you in with the phone. I mean, it would have been fine.
Yeah, we could have just gone inside the house.
I heard you say that. I don't trust that. I don't trust that either. I could submerge this in water and it'd be
no,
fine.
No, because I had mine get just a little splashed and I had to get a new one.
Around the NFL, Ja'Marr Chase did show up to Bengals practice. So if you draft, man, I took Amon-Ra over Ja'Marr. And I may be regretting it a little bit, but Matthew Berry led me to the Amon-Ra promised land last year. By the way, his secret pick or his in-love pick this year is Kyler Murray. But it sounds and looks like Ja'Marr Chase is going to lose the contract battle right now and actually play. Someone took a photo of the Bengals like crossing the street to go into their practice. And people are like, what the heck? Like, well, why are you having to dodge incoming traffic? Yeah. The Bengals apparently got mad over the photo being taken. So now they told reporters, we don't care if you're out on a public street. No photos of the players crossing any walkway to get into our facility.
You can't on the Bengals practice facility side of the street. They're dictating that on that side of the street, you can't take pictures. So the reporters had to go to the other side of the street because they didn't have say over that side of the street, which is absurd, but sounds like the Bengals, to be honest.
Yes. Brandon Ayuk admitted, yeah, I probably drugged things out a little bit longer than needed. The money was on the table. And I'm going to go ahead and take responsibility for what happened at the very, very end of this negotiation. So that's Ayuk kind of admitting, yeah, me in terms of having this thing play out as long as it did towards the end.
Yeah, he didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get the big payday that he wanted. He had to settle a little bit, but
he got a good payday for him.
Sure,
he
but not above where like the 49ers basically hadn't moved on their offer the last few weeks. And so, but what he got out of it was like, hey, a lot of veterans don't want to do training camp anyway. So you got a month off, you got to relax, do whatever you're going to do. And show up when you show up.
All right. Who are you guys, as we go around the room, Chop, Pepe, and myself, if there's time, who are you really excited about that you got on your fantasy team? Like your sleeper for those who may be drafting after the first game last night. Mine right now is Xavier Worthy in my college league. That's who I got. That's who I'm thrilled about. Choppy?
That's who I have. I have it in our fan league. Okay. I didn't start him, of course. I didn't start him last night. So he's the guy that, I'll tell you, there's two others. They're both wideouts.
I got Neighbors as well.
Ooh,
I got Malik. Yeah. I just hate that he has his quarterback.
So, like, Jameson Williams is finally healthy. Like, he was hurt the first year. Then last year, he missed, like, the first, like, six games or so. He had, like, a betting scandal, right? He was sports betting. So he was suspended. And then they're super excited about him. And then, of course, our guy from South Carolina, Xavier Leggett.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know he's playing. I don't even know he's on a roster.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't care. I wanted that guy with that voice on my team.
Pepe, all the Tolos love the team that you drafted as you had Mahomes last night with his one touchdown.
I did. I had Justin Tucker in all three of my leagues. Thanks for finally being washed, Justin Tucker, as that 50-yard field goal was a six-point swing. But my exciting player is DJ Moore for the Bears. You know, with Caleb Williams out there, I think he's going to get a lot of receptions, a lot of touches there, hopefully a lot of touchdowns. So I'm excited to have him on my team.
Speaking of last night, after game one, how much Derrick Henry regret do you have as a Cowboy fan? That's next with our ludicrous ticket giveaway, Football Friday. Just getting started with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.